Welcome to my sofa. Yes, it's nice to sit here in the quiet of the night, 12:15, and be in the world of poetry. In this case, in the world of an Irish poet, Derek Mahan. Derek Mahan is going to read to you from a book of his poem, which is called Life on Earth. This poem is Dirigibles. Now, I must tell you the truth, I never heard of the word dirigibles before I found Derek Mahan's poem. And if you know what a dirigible is, well, you're better than I am. So here is the voice of Derek Mahan, may he rest in peace, reading his poem, Dirigibles. And after you've heard him reading his poem, I'll have a go at it myself.
We who used to drift superbly in mid-air, each a giant airship before the last war, shrink to a soft buzz above financial centres, surprising visitors, hackers and bean counters in cloud-flown high-rises. Cloud slow, we snoop for hours on open plan offices and cloudy cocktail bars. Amnesia and mystique have cast into oblivion fiery failures like Italia, R101, the whole brief catalogue of mad catastrophes, and showy Hindenburg, of course, the last of these, a temporary setback. Our time will come again with helium in the sack instead of hydrogen, while slow idealists gaze at refrozen ice, re-flourishing rainforests, the oceans back in place, at sand and stars, blue skies, clear water, scattered light, as in the early days of nearly silent flight.
Now, especially for you, I'm going to have a shot at reading Derek Mahan's poem, Dirigibles. So here goes. We who used to drift superbly in mid-air, each a giant airship before the last war, shrink to a soft buzz about financial centres, surprising visitors, hackers and bean counters in cloud-flown high-rises. Cloud slow, we snoop for hours on open-plan offices and cloudy cocktail bars. Amnesia and physique have cast into oblivion fiery failures like Italia R101, the whole brief catalogue of mad catastrophes, and showy Hindenburg, of course, the last of these. A temporary setback. Our time will come again with helium in the sack instead of nitrogen, while slow idealists gaze at refrozen ice, re-flourishing rainforests, the oceans back in place, at sand and stars, blue skies, clear water, scattered light, as in the early days of nearly silent flight. Well, it's a good idea to read the poem for at least a second time. So here is Dirigibles. By the way, that's spelled D-I-R-I-G-I-B-L-E-S. Dirigibles by Derek Mahan. We who used to drift superbly in midair. We who used to drift superbly in midair, each a giant airship before the last war, shrink to a soft buzz about financial centres, surprising visitors, hackers and bean counters in cloud-flown high-rises. Shrink to a soft buzz about financial centres, surprising visitors, hackers and bean counters in cloud-flown high-rises. Cloud slow, we snoop for hours in open-plan offices and cloudy cocktail bars. Amnesia and physique have cast into oblivion fiery failures like Italia or 101. The whole brief catalogue of mad catastrophes. The whole brief catalogue of mad catastrophes. And showy Hindenburg, of course, the last of these. A temporary setback. Our time will come again with helium in the sack instead of hydrogen, while slow idealists gaze at refrozen ice, reflourishing rainforests, the oceans back in place. While slow idealists gaze at refrozen ice, reflourishing rainforests, the ocean back in place. At sand and stars, blue skies, clear water, scattered light, as in the early days of nearly silent flight. As in the early days of nearly silent flight. Thank you, Derek Mann. And thank you for your collection, Life on Earth, published in 2008 by Gallery Press.